The spokesman of the hardline faction of Hizbul Islam, Musa Abdi Arale, told reporters in the Somali capital that parliament's historic decision was, in the group's opinion, a positive first step toward peace. Meeting a crucial demand of Somali clerics and some opposition groups, the country's interim parliament voted unanimously on Saturday to adopt Sharia as national legislation. Arale says Hizbul Islam welcomes the passage of Islamic law, but he says it remains to be seen how quickly and in what fashion the government will implement Sharia. While short of a ringing endorsement, the conciliatory words are expected to give Somalia's newly formed government a much-needed boost in its struggle to pacify a country that has been at war for the past 18 years. 14 previous attempts to form a government have failed amid power struggles, violence, and rebellion. This government was formed in January following the Ethiopian troop withdrawal from Somalia and UN-sponsored efforts to merge the previous secular government with an opposition group led by moderate Islamist cleric Sharif Sheikh Ahmed. Somalia's transitional federal parliament was expanded to include several hundred more members, including many Islamists. Parliament then elected Sharif Sheikh Ahmed as president of a new unity government. Hizbul Islam, composed of four conservative Islamist factions, emerged in February to challenge President Sharif's authority. Accusing the Somali leader of being a Western stooge, Hizbul Islam formed an alliance with the Al-Qaeda-linked radical group Al-Shabaab, which controls vast areas of southern and central Somalia. Together, they carried out several major attacks in Mogadishu. But one faction of Hizbul Islam broke away and began supporting the government after President Sharif pledged to institute Sharia throughout the country. On Sunday, hundreds of people gathered at a stadium in Mogadishu to show their support of the parliament's decision to adopt Islamic law. As crowds chanted, "God is great," Somali officials called on opposition groups to lay down their weapons. They said there was no excuse to continue violence against an Islamic government. The most powerful opposition group, Al-Shabaab, has already refused to accept Sharia endorsed by the UN-supported government, arguing that the law will not be the version they want implemented. In the areas it controls, Al-Shabaab has imposed an ultra-conservative form of Sharia that allows stoning of women accused of adultery, cutting off the hands of thieves, and public beheadings. Alicia Ruvioi News, Nairobi.